Rescue efforts at the World Trade Center have not let up, and NPR's Jim Zaroli is there. Jim, describe the scene for us.
Well, I'm here on West Street at the intersection of West Street and Chambers, which is just a few blocks north of the World Trade Center, what was the World Trade Center. Right now, it's just a sea of rescue vehicles, police cars, sanitation vehicles for hauling rubble away. Basically, all night, the rescue workers have been going through here down to the site to sort of begin picking through the rubble. They've had to go very slowly because there's the danger that the rubble could shift. There are a lot of bleary-eyed, exhausted firefighters here. Some have been working for 24 hours. Some have had minor injuries. Some have had lung damage from all the dust.
How are the rescue efforts going?
Well, I talked to one paramedic who said they have begun to get people out. He said there's some police and firefighters who have been trapped under the rubble. They were in contact with one EMT who was somewhere under the rubble. He didn't know where. They haven't heard from him in a while, so they think his cell phone died, but they think he still is in there. As for the people who were in the tower, he said there's very little hope that any of them will be found alive. He said the bodies that have been taken out so far were very badly burned, very severely injured. He said if they're in there, if they survived, if they went through that, they're underneath 110 stories of rubble, and it's just very unlikely that any of them could have survived.
Any idea of how many people are in there?
It's impossible to say. I mean, it's such a chaotic situation right now. They don't know how many were in the tower at the time. They don't know how many, you know, got out in time. It's just impossible to say, right?
How are the rescue workers holding up? They've been at this since yesterday morning.
Yeah, a lot of them have been here for hours. Some of them that I talked to seem to be, you know, in as good a spirits as you would imagine. Some of the firefighters are just the picture of desolation and some of them have just been sitting by the curbs looking exhausted. I mean, you know, it appears that quite a few firefighters lost their lives yesterday, and that seems to be hitting them really hard. You go up to some of the firefighters and you talk to them, you get the sense it's hard for them to just put two words together.
Because a lot of them are going to be finding people they know.
Yeah, I think that's the very grim likelihood at this point.
What about the crowds there? Are they hindering efforts at rescue recovery?
No, you know, they are not letting anybody below, I believe it was 14th Street this morning. You start walking south in Manhattan and you start coming upon police barricades. It's just impossible to get down here. I had a press pass so I could do it, but even then, you know, they look at your press pass pretty closely. There's no one here except just a huge army of paramedics, volunteers, people from all over. You know, I talked to some emergency doctors this morning who had come from Baltimore, from Johns Hopkins, people from all over the place. So it is just a huge sea of people, no gawkers, no crowd. The New York City police is very good at controlling crowds. They're used to it. They've had a lot of experience with large groups of people, and they, you know, they don't fool around.
I imagine a lot of people want to know what they can do.
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's just been a huge outpouring of people coming into the city, rescue workers, but also people, ordinary people, volunteers coming to hospitals, people there was a call out for blood. A lot of people went to the hospitals, in some cases more than they could use. It's just been, you know, obviously in a situation like this, there's a lot of attention and people respond.
They must be in shock. I mean, they'll know some people that are inside the building. They're going back to work in an atmosphere they thought until yesterday was relatively safe.
Yeah, I tell you, the city right now is like I have never seen it ever. I've lived here for 14 years. I came down here this morning very early, but the streets are just completely empty. Everywhere you go, you listen to conversations, people are talking about it. I rode home last night about 9 o'clock on the subway. There was hardly anybody on it. There was a young woman sitting across from me in the train, weeping. And I went over and started to talk to her. She said, you know, I said, are you okay? And she said, well, that I just lost some friends today. And I said, I just don't know why this has to happen.
NPR's Jim Zarrilli at the site of the World Trade Center.